where Fond du Lac turns for high school sports. News Talk 1450 KFIV.
This is high school sports coverage on News Talk 1450 KFIZ. Tonight's game is brought to you by these community-minded sponsors: AirTech Heating, Eden Meat Market and Catering, Dan Sprader, your local Edward Jones representative, Taco Bell, Coal Oil and Propane, Quest Interiors, American Family Insurance agent Tim Cruz, and Baker Cheese. Now, let's go live to the broadcast booth for a preview of tonight's action on News Talk 1450 KFIZ.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and from a rainy King Park here on the campus of UW Green Bay, it is Division IV semifinal state softball action. Marty in the morning being joined by head coach of Marion University, the Sabres women's softball coach, Coach Tony Graves. And Tony, first off, you and I aren't prepared for the rain today.
We are not. We may succumb to the elements at this point. We'll see how this turns out.
You know, I was watching somebody walk out of here. They had a laminated scorecard. I said, that looks actually pretty smart. We should have thought about that.
Yeah.
We've got a dandy of a matchup today. Hopefully it's going to be as exciting as yesterday. Tony and I brought you the action. Tony and Oakfield with a state championship. Some exciting softball yesterday. Today we kick things off Lamira and Dodgeville. Lamira coming in a little bit different than the way Oakfield did yesterday. Kind of a flip-flop. Oakfield number one seed. Lamira coming in number four seed, but 17-3 on the season. And Lamira looking to make some noise today.
Yeah, really. And I think the four seed for Lamira is due to the fact they didn't get to play a lot of non-conference games. I really don't think that is indicative of where they were at, but they really didn't get to play a lot of non-conference games, so that's probably where you're seeing that. That's where the seed comes from, is who you play in the non-conference schedule and things like that.
If you look at Lamira 17-3, as Tony said, Dodgeville coming in 26-3, so you're talking 9-10 games. That's a third of the season almost that some teams had a chance to play more than others. How big of a factor does that play when you get to this level this late in the season?
I don't really think it does. You know, Lamira, I got to see Lamira in their sectional semifinal against Campbellsport, and they looked outstanding. And so I think when you get here, I think it matters in seeding when you look at things on paper. But once this happens right here, these kids have been playing for 2.5-3 months now, and they're ready to go. It really won't mean a thing.
Lamira and Dodgeville, Division IV semifinal action on KFIZ. We are happy to have you along. Had a great turnout yesterday, both online and on air. You can interact with us. Just send us a text. You can send it right to my phone. In fact, I'll give you my phone number as long as you promise not to call after 2 a.m. 920-933-0537. That's the number. Text us. Let us know where you're listening. You got a shout-out. We'll do that for you. Dodgeville. Boy, I tell you what, coming in today, the game in front of this, you had Michicott and you had Phillips both again. I know your favorite colors this weekend, orange and black. And, again, Dodgeville, white jerseys with some orange trim, orange lettering, and black pants. They will be the home team. They are out in the field right now. Lamira, all black, fairly heavy black and red trim. Kind of a silver and black combination for both the lettering and the numbers, and very sharp looking uniforms. And as we always said growing up in T-ball, if you look sharp, you play sharp.
Amen.
We are ready for action from King Park in Green Bay on the campus of UWGB. Lamira Lions leading things off will be Riley Bates, number two on the shirt, number one leadoff hitter. Dodgeville, as we mentioned, 26-3. First pitch on the way. Bates with a drive to left field. It's deep. It's back, and it's to the wall. Bates with a leadoff double for the Lions. And just like that, Lamira with a stand-up double. Well, she connected on that one in a hurry.
Yeah, different day. That was out of here. Air's a little heavy right now. Ball's not really carrying. She put a charge into that.
I was going to say, this time yesterday, that would have been not just over the fence. That would have been well past.
Yeah.
top of the first. Lions one on. Punt attempt. Well placed by the Lions out at first. But Bates goes to third, so immediately Lamira in scoring position. Well executed. Punt and run.
Playing a little small ball to get on the board early. Hopefully it pays off.
Julius Sitzberger there with a well-executed punt. One away. Lions at bat. No score. Just underway. First inning. Dodgeville and Lamira. Division 4 semifinal state softball. Glad to have you along on a cloudy and just kind of a spitting rain. Just enough to be an annoyance and wreak havoc with your ink that you put on the paper.
And remind us that we're unprepared.
I said if I came prepared for rain, it was going to rain. If I don't come, no rain. Sitzberger quickly up 2-0 on the count. Here comes the pitch. Backs off. Takes a strike. I see the third base umpire happens to be one Mr. Todd Yons. Used to be, well, graduated from WLA. Former basketball coach at Kettle Moraine Lutheran. I think he's at Wisconsin Lutheran College now, might be, or
I believe so.
He's in that neck of the
woods. Excellent, excellent umpire. Worked the state tournament several times for high school softball. Well deserved.
3-1 the count. Gassner, she draws the walk. And the Lions now with runners on the corner for Steinman. Reese Steinman walks to the plate for the Lions. Pitch gets away, and Bates is in to score. And just like that, the Lions take a quick 1-0 lead on the number one seed, Dodgeville. I was going to ask you about that, Tony, with the weather. Slick ball. You're playing with turf. Got to play a little extra mind game with the catcher and the pitcher relative to keeping that ball dry.
Yeah. Luckily, we're at a venue like this where sometimes when you're at local high schools, they guard the softballs like they're the Holy Grail and they're afraid to put new ones in. But when you're in a state tournament, they have a little better budget and they'll be able to keep putting dry balls in. It's really up to it's incumbent upon the pitcher to make sure the ball is dry.
Always important to keep the balls dry. Steinman takes a third strike looking. And there's one away. Actually, that should be two away.
Interesting. That was only strike two, apparently, and she walked into the dugout.
Yeah, but he made it look like it was a called third strike, too.
Right, he sold it a little bit.
He sold it almost like he rung her up. So Steinman steps back into the box. 1-2 the count, one away. Runner at second for the Lions. Up one zip on your Quest Interior scoreboard, and Steinman swings away on a third strike. And down she goes for out number two.
We obviously have a rooting interest in Lamira, but the fact that she struck out does save my scorecard.
It's true. Never thought about that. Good call. Two away now. Dodgeville delivering.
Right on it, Jordan.
Jordan Hannon at the plate for the Lions. Behind in the count. No balls, one strike. Takes the ball up high. And again, Lions with a runner at second. Already one run in, leading one zip on Dodgeville here. Early going of the first inning on your Quest Interior scoreboard. Hammond with a good cut. Misses, strike two.
As you tend to see at this level, consistently working high in the strike zone.
High and outside that time. Hammond leans off of it, evens the count up at 2-2. Hammond takes that one down low, and just like that, first half inning for Lamira comes to an end, but the Lions leave one, pick up one. We go to the bottom of one. It's one zip Lamira on your Quest Interior scoreboard back after this 60-second timeout.
In a lawsuit, a little extra liability protection can go a long way. I'm Tim Cruz with American Family Insurance. A personal liability umbrella policy from American Family Insurance offers $1 million or more of coverage over and above the limits of your auto and home policies. And it's affordable. For details, contact me, Tim Cruz, at 920-921-7424 or stop by my office at 218 North Seymour Street in Fond du Lac today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
American Family Insurance.
Small town, huge flavors. In the heart of Eden, Eden Meat Market and Catering, serving your family with custom cuts of steaks, chops, and chicken from their full-service meat counter. Fire up the grill and enjoy Eden's lean sirloin burgers with mushroom and Swiss, or cheddar and bacon, or turn up the heat with Eden's jalapeno and pepper jack burgers. Weekly specials at EdenMeat.com. Eden Meat Market, taking you back to simpler times. Since 1890.
News Talk 1450 KFIZ Sports, the only game in town.
Welcome back to King Park on the campus of UW Green Bay. Division 4 semifinal state softball action served up hot and fresh by Bob's Pizza. Your Quest Interior scoreboard showing your Lamira Lions leading Dodgeville 1-0. And as Carl, the greenskeeper, said, I don't think the big stuff's going to come for a while yet. It looks like it could dump at any minute. It also looks like it could clear up and we could be in great shape. Leadoff batter for Dodgeville sends one to the wall in right field. Relay coming. Are they going to send her or hold her? And Dodgeville, with a leadoff stand-up triple, gets the crowd going on their side. I made the choice today, and I think wisely, Tony, we moved location. I thought it'd be smarter to be in front of the actual home team.
Yes.
Instead of broadcasting where we were yesterday.
Your advanced scout team looked much better today.
Yes, it was. Pitch gets away from Lamira. Run in from third, and runner scores. Gassner with a little bit of heat up high, and both a high pitch and unable to secure it behind the plate. And just like that, we're all knotted up. One apiece under Quest Interior scoreboard here in the bottom of inning number one. Gassner up and in. The ball two.
Both leadoff hitters looking to attack the first pitch, knowing that the pitcher's trying to get ahead early in the game.
Gassner comes with some heat. Strike one. I have not had a chance to see Gassner pitch, but very little motion relative to, I mean, just grab the ball and release.
Very simple, very efficient, very good.
Gassner, another one. That'll rise up. Strike number two on the swing and miss. Gassner with the blazing strike three, and down goes Dodgeville for out number one. Brings up Danny Mikrut. One away, bottom of inning number one. Called strike one. Coach mentioned yesterday, Oakfield really that I have seen the only real official stirrups in the tournament that we've seen. Both Lamira and Dodgeville wearing the black, I guess you call them black socks, black stockings. Gassner with another heater. Strike number two.
Going the simple route. Something to be said for that.
Gassner quickly ahead in the count, 0-2. Pitch on the way. Bounces it to short. Hits off the glove. And good recovery there by Lamira to keep the ball in the infield, but Dodgeville with one out and one on. Brings up right fielder Grace Graber. Audrey White, that should be third baseman.
Good pitch by Gassner. Just hit the ball up the middle, I don't think she would have had a play even if she had fielded it cleanly.
White with a shot up the middle. Tony, I was going to ask that yesterday. You talked about the fact that, and we saw it in the Oakfield-Seneca game, the very first one. Seneca had a problem adjusting to the turf. But today with the rain, does that add a different element on those balls skipping off that turf? Or
yeah.
Pretty much the same.
Especially when the balls hit flatter. If that, it's going to skip more if the balls hit flatter than if it hits the turf right away. On a ball that goes straight down, it's gonna react pretty much the same as it would as if it were dry. But that ball that hits out further, that's gonna skip and it's gonna get on the fielder quicker.
Second baseman Maggie White now for Dodgeville, taking the second pitch down low for a ball up in the count 2-0. Score all tied up, one apiece. Bottom of the first. Dodgeville at bat. And three straight balls from Gassner. Scoreboard updates today being brought to you each and every time by Quest Interiors. Score a great deal at Quest. Gassner looking to find the mark, and she does. 3-1 now the count. Runners at first and second for Dodgeville. Gassner up and in, and White fighting it off. Foul tip, strike number two.
Good job coming back after a 3-0 count. See if Gassner can finish it off here.
Gassner does. Looks like she kind of had White leaning on that one. Little outside, little low, and White went fishing and comes up empty. Two away now. Storkson, designated hitter, swinging away on the first pitch down low for strike number one. Again, two outs, runners at first and second for Dodgeville. Gasper, second pitch, money ball. Quickly up in the count, 0-2.
See if she tries to climb the ladder and go high here. That's what she's done early.
She does. And Starkson went biting. Down go the Dodgers, but not before they pick up one. Dodgeville leaves two, picks up one at the end of one. We're all tied up at one on your Quest Interior scoreboard. Back in 30 seconds on KFIZ.
At Irzec Heating, we are all excited for sunshine and warmer temperatures, and we want to do whatever it takes to ensure you're not caught in the heat of summer with no AC. Before the blazing temps hit, let our technicians clean and inspect your AC to ensure it's performing at its best when you need it most. Our NATE-certified technicians bring the right tools, expert knowledge, and Bryant's high-quality products right to your door. For AC maintenance, service, and installation in the Fond du Lac area, call 924-6742 and 239-4307 for our Ripon office.
News Talk 1450 KFIZ Sports. Our teams play here.
Welcome back to King Park in Green Bay on the campus of UWGB. Beautiful softball complex here. Marty in the morning, joined by head coach of your Marion Sabres women's softball team, Mr. Tony Draves. And Tony, you've had a chance to see a lot of games up here, a lot of players. What do you feel you can pull away from this kind of a tournament? I know it's a little bit different setup being in two different locations, but any positives the WIA can take away from this week doing it this way, that they might look at doing the same thing moving forward? Or are they going to go back to normal rotation?
I would think they would return to Madison, for next year. But first of all, UW Green Bay and Bayport High School did a great job in a pinch, putting things together. But the nice part of this is just a return to something that looks normal, a step in that direction. And so happy for all the players and coaches that get to partake in this and hopefully leave all the bad stuff behind us.
Isabella Meisenheimer leading things off for Lamira in the top of inning number two. Lamira and Dodgeville all tied up, one apiece on your Quest Interior scoreboard. We thank you for joining us. Trying to make your Jury Tuesday a little bit better. Some would say, then just turn your mic off. It'll be real good. That would make it a lot better. Weisenheimer. One ball, one strike. Couple of practice swings, steps back into the box. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Tony, I noticed some of the gals wearing, I guess you'd call it athletic shoes, sports shoes. You see some, like Meisenheimer, still wearing cleats on turf. Any advantage, disadvantage to one or the other?
I think it really comes down to personal preference. Our players will always have both in their bag. Most of our players would probably stick with turf shoes until it gets wet and then go to the spikes after that. And so, my guess is most of these players have probably tried both and then just go with what feels more comfortable.
Meisenheimer back into the box, 2-2 the count. Quick slap shot, bounce to second, quickly to first, one away. Next up, Tegan Sikora for the Lions.
See if both teams settle in here after active first innings.
Sikora showing an early sign of either slap or a bunt and swings away, foul tip, strike one. Cora lets one go down low. Evens the count at 1-1. Score all knotted up, one apiece. On your Quest Interior scoreboard, top of inning number two from Green Bay, Division IV semifinal state championship action. Women's softball.
Right on it, Jacob.
Looking for a ball replacement. I think that's what kept me back in high school. Just not, I didn't have enough ball replacements.
Yeah.
Always asked for a better ball, better bat, better glove. Pop fly by Sikora, taken by Dodgeville right up against the backstop. Nice job by Dodgeville's catcher. And just like that, two away.
In our 2 days here, we've seen some great plays by catchers.
Morgan Schrader now for the Lions. Two away. First pitch up and out for ball one. Yeah, and the catchers have been, they've had to work a lot, too. I mean, you've seen some fairly good control. But you're right, a lot of tip fly balls right behind the plate. It's a lot of work. I enjoyed the bench a lot more.
Some of us didn't have a choice.
That's right. I really did some of my best work on the bench. Sikora, fly to left, just out of play. Nice hustle by Dodgeville.
We didn't ask the Oakville people yesterday about my career, or they would have reminded all of us how good at math I was.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We'll have to have folks text us at 933.
Tony, a good hitter. Man, that guy could do math.
Schrader takes a hefty cut, and down she goes for strike number three. We go to the bottom of inning number two, still knotted up at one apiece on your Quest scoreboards. Oakfield championship yesterday. Lemira looking to try and make their way to the championship game tonight. We go to the bottom of inning number two in 60 seconds right here on KFIZ.
Bob's Pizza has been a Fond du Lac tradition for decades, but they continue to shake things up in 2021. You can now order your favorite Bob's Pizza online. Just download the app and make ordering Bob's Pizza a snap. Bob's is also getting ready to open up their newest location on Fond du Lac Avenue, along with Fondy's newest coffee shop, the Just Love Coffee Cafe. Your championship team deserves championship pizza. Bob's Pizza. Legendary pizza. Legendary city. Just download the app and make ordering Bob's Pizza a snap. Bob's Pizza, FDL.com.
News Talk 1450 KFIZ Sports. Our teams play here.
Welcome back to King Park on the campus of UW-Green Bay. Division III semifinal championship softball action. That's why we have professionals like Spencer back at the studio reminding me. I kept calling it Division IV. I was a division behind.
Oh?
It's Division III, and I will correct myself because that was in error. Lamira and Dodgeville all tied up one apiece as we go to the bottom of inning number two. On your Quest Interior scoreboard, Harley Wolf for Dodgeville stepping in. Quickly up 2-0. Tenley Gassner bringing the heat for Lamira on the mound. Gassner with the wind. A little bit high, ball three. Gassner looking to groove a strike. Leaves one high, and Dodgeville draws a early walk to lead off the bottom of inning number two. Is there an unwritten rule on that, Coach, as far as you never want to walk the very first batter?
Well, this one, you know, it's the very first batter, and it's someone at the bottom of the order, so you hope you can come back and quickly erase that runner. Funded ball clearly hit the batter. None of the umpires saw it.
Now, I was going to say, that's a tough one to call. The lead umpire behind the plate could not see anything, and I think third base umpire was blocked as well. So, I mean, everybody can yell all they want, but... Now they're going to have a conference. I don't know that anything is going to come out of this because none of the three saw anything.
Yeah. For our listeners, we are using a three-person crew at the state tournament. Normally in high school games, there are only two umpires. With the runner on first base, obviously you have the home plate umpire and one behind first and one behind second. So that's about the worst position for them to see anything there.
And as we noticed yesterday, the fans pretty much are always right.
Yes.
With their assessment of what's going on.
And as coaches are, too. Just that.
What a way now. As Gassner delivers, just off the mark for ball number one. Lucy Heimer, a left fielder for Dodgeville, with a smoke shot down first, just out of the reach.
And if you're Lamira, the reason that made a difference, you got the out anyway, but the runner did advance to second base. Had
exactly.
She called out of the box, that would have placed the runner back at first base out of scoring position.
Heimerl takes the Gassner pitch up high for a strike. Swinging. Now down in the count, 1-2. Gassner eyeing the plate. Delivers. Snaps it into the glove, and down goes Heimerl for out number two.
When Gassner's gotten ahead, she's been dominant. Four out of the five outs have been via the strikeout.
Gassner a little bit low on that pitch. You know, that was one thing too, Coach. We saw some great pitching yesterday, but there weren't a lot of strikeouts. You had some great defense. You had some very zone pitching, but not a lot of not a lot of, I don't want to say not a lot of heat, but you didn't say a lot of K's coming out of yesterday's matchups.
Pitchers who knew who they were and pitched to contact, they wanted the batter to put the ball in play. We're seeing the exact opposite with Gassner right now, throwing the heat.
Gassner, like that, lays off about half the speed. And Dodgeville goes swinging and comes up empty. 1-2 the count.
Getting ahead, living in the high part of the zone, and Dodgeville's chasing.
Foul ball, back behind home plate. Bottom of two. Lamira and Dodgeville all tied up, one apiece on your Quest Interior scoreboard. Gassner high for ball two. Counts even at 2-2.
And that was intentional. Throw it a little higher each time until she holds.
Gassner leaves it right in the zone, and Dodgeville up the middle with a run in. And Dodgeville now leads 2-1 on your Quest Interior scoreboard.
And unfortunately, there's that leadoff walk coming back to haunt you there.
Jojo Heimerl for Dodgeville looks at first pitch from Gassner. Gassner quickly up for Lamira. 0-1 on the count. Gassner almost the same spot as the last pitch. Must have been either a little outside, a little inside. Tough to gauge that from our angle. We're close. We're just not.
Nice pitch.
Right behind Gassner again. Missing the mark. Now 2-1.
Right around the plate, just missing by a couple inches on all of the last three pitches.
But like you said, that could be premeditated, right? Just keep working angles, keep working corners.
And if you're going to miss, that's where you want to miss. You don't want to miss over the plate.
Gassner coming back now, full count. 3-2, two outs. Slap shot to second. Will they get in time? And they do. Dodgeville picks up one, leaves one, and we go to the top of three. Dodgeville leading Lamira in Division III semifinal action from Green Bay. 2-1 is your score on the Quest Interior scoreboard. It's softball action served up hot and fresh by Bob's Pizza. Back in 30 seconds on KFIZ.
Do your life goals. Shouldn't your financial advisor take the time to get to know them? I do. I'm Dan Sprader, a Fond du Lac Edward Jones financial advisor. The most important goals I have are yours. That's why I take the time to understand your needs, and I can recommend personalized strategies with your goals in mind. Contact me at 923-3934. Making time to take the time. That's how Edward Jones makes sense of investing. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
KFIZ Sports, the only game in town.
Yeah.
Welcome back to King Park from a, I was going to say humid, but it kind of comes and goes. Rain stops a little bit. You feel the humidity pick up a little bit. Temperature clicks up a couple. And it darkens up a little bit. Starts to spit. Division III semifinal softball action. Lamira and Dodgeville. Dodgeville leading 2-1 on your Quest Interior scoreboard. Leading things off for Lamira in the top of inning number three. Kirsten Litterick. Nice shot in between first and second. Second baseman for Dodgeville with a nice grab. And Litterick gets thrown out. One away.
Nice aggressive hitting. Hit an outside pitch hard. Second baseman made a great play on that.
Riley Bates up for the Lions. Looks at ball one.
Let off the game with that double off the wall. Really put a charge into it. Hopefully she can do that again.
A couple of holes out there. I'm looking between center and right, and That's right, where she decides to park and drops one in. Nice single for Bates, and Lyons got something cooking again.
Low outside pitch. Outfield was playing deep, obviously, from what she did last time, and low outside pitch and just kind of dumped it into right center field. Great piece of hitting.
Julia Sitzberger now for the Lyons. One out, one on. Lyons trail 2-1 to Dodgeville on your Quest Interior scoreboard. Ball inside. I was going to say, Tony, too, I would think from a coaching standpoint, as long as your batters are smart and aggressive, I know that's a delicate position, but as long as they're hitting with aggressive style, if they're not dropping, they're not dropping. But you don't want somebody up there afraid to be taking swings.
No, you really want your hitters, you want them to think yes, yes, no. You want them to think about hitting every pitch until they decide not to, and that's worked out in practice. You know, there's a lot of ways that you can simulate that in the batting cage at practice.
1-1 the count to Sitzberger. Runner at first. Lemira trailing 2-1 here. Bottom, top of three. Sitzberger, swing and a miss. Quick fire down to first base. But Litterick, rather Bates, back in just in time. 1-2 now the count. Sitzberger looking to move the runner around. Sitzberger with a nice cut, but comes up empty. Two away now for the Lyons. Gassner now for the Lyons, trying to help her cause. Throwing a decent game so far, seeing if she can get the medal on the ball. Gassner lets one go wide for ball one. Again, want to say thanks to everybody joining in online, on air, wherever you may be. Let us know, 933-0537. Gassner let that one go as well, about the same spot as the first one was. That one for a strike, now 1-1.
I think there's only one person in this place that thought that was a strike. We'll leave it at that.
We'll leave it at that. Gassner going fishing down low. You almost get into a position with that kind of a fluctuation of strike zone. You have to kind of protect everything.
Definitely when there's two strikes, you certainly do. With no strikes or one strike, it's your strike zone. Two strikes, it's the umpires.
Gassner follows one back behind home plate.
Good time for a stolen base here. Even if you get thrown out, you have Gassner leading off the next inning. We'll see if Lemira chooses to start Bates up.
There was that hit and run Coach was talking about. Although Bates didn't get a real good jump at first, I was going to say a little better jump probably could have taken third on that.
Yeah, you don't want to get thrown out at third. They'll make the last out there. So it was a wise move for her to stop there.
That's probably why I didn't last long in Rock River. I was just too aggressive. That's too aggressive for the league when I played.
Aggressive is a positive term.
Run at all costs. Two away now for the Lyons. Runners at first and second for Marie Steinman. Steinman looking to push one in and tie this up. Lyons trail 2-1 on your Quest Interior scoreboard. Steinman takes a cut down low. Strike one. Evens the count at 1-1.
Two out hits with runners in scoring position are huge momentum changers. Hopefully Lemira can come up with one right here.
Steinman takes a healthy rip and comes up empty for strike two. And Lyons with runners at first and second. Steinman looking to push him around. Down in the count, 1-2. Steinman just missing on an outside pitch. Ball tip. Steinman eyeing third base, getting the signal, stepping back into the box.
Bates with a huge jump at second base with two outs. Doesn't have to worry about anything.
Steinman. Another swing and a miss, and down go the Lions in the top half of inning number three. They pick up none. They leave two. We go to bottom of three. Dodgeville 2, Lamira 1 on your Quest Interior scoreboard. It's Division 3 semifinal softball action from Green Bay, served up hot and fresh by Bob's Pizza, back in 60 seconds on KFIZ.
Coal Oil and Propane is rich in history. They're a fourth-generation, family-owned business that's been serving the community with residential, agricultural, trucking, and industrial products and services for 100 years. At Coal, they have experienced and knowledgeable employees and offer you competitive prices. To experience great customer service and learn more about Coal Oil and Propane's lubricant, fuel, and propane products for your farming, trucking, industrial, and construction needs, visit CoalOilAndPropane.com.
I've got a math question for you. When you add tolerance, subtract prejudice, and multiply efforts to treat one another with respect, what do you get? Less division. And school sports have it down to a science. Looking for an example of what can happen when we realize there's more that unites us than divides us? Look no further than high school sports in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
News Talk 1450 KFIZ Sports. Our teams play here.
Welcome back to King Park in Green Bay on the campus of UW Green Bay. Thanks to all our sponsors bringing you today's action, including Paul Schaefer. I'm guessing he may be up now, you know, after celebrating the big Oakfield win.
12:30, I think his alarm usually is set for 1 p.m., but...
Well, you know, he's probably banking on a little rain today.
Yeah.
Probably wouldn't have to get out there in the skid loader or hoist any trusses up on a roof, but give Paul a call at Paul Schaefer Construction. Not just a good-looking guy, but a great-looking house. Have him build yours today. 2-1 on your Quest Interior scoreboard. Lamira finds himself trailing against Dodgeville. Here in the bottom of inning number three. Danny Meerkat for Dodgeville. Stepping in. Lamira. Infield pinched in, and nice grab there by Riley Bates for out number one.
Facing the meat of the order here. 3-4-5 up for Dodgeville this inning. Gassner doing a good job of getting the leadoff hitter.
Nice pitch by Gassner. Just a little bit down, a little bit right off that corner, outside corner. Picks it up for strike one. Gassner laying off the gas. Nice little floater, and Dodgeville can't connect with it for strike number two. She throws a nice changeup.
She does, and then also using, once she gets ahead, it's high, higher, and highest.
White with a rip up the middle. Dodgeville's got a runner on. One out, one on for Maggie White, the outfielder for Dodgeville.
Trying to work high there again. Didn't quite get it up high enough. Hitter did a good job of getting on top of it, though.
Gassner winds, delivers. A little bit high, a little bit outside for ball one. Two to one the score. Lamira trailing Dodgeville, Division Three. Quick throw down to first. Skips into the outfield, but nice recovery there in right field. And Lamira keeps the runner at first.
There's a wet ball you were talking about, Marty. Slipped out of the catcher's hand, trickled in the right field. Luckily, the right fielder was backing up.
Gassner with a strike. Dropped by the catcher. Dribbles just outside the batter's box and Dodfield moves the runner to second. Now in scoring position for White. White leaning in and thought about it for a second. Gassner out full count, 3-2 on White, one out, one on. Dodgeville leading Lamira 2-1 on your Quest Interior scoreboard. Division III championship semis. Pop fly. Sitzberg with the catch. They're going to go to two, but she tagged out.
She did.
No, I think the crowd was watching Sitzberger. I kept an eye on the second base runner, and she tagged.
Here's what the crowd is confused by, Marty. She did, Paulsberg, when she caught the ball, she did juggle it, but the runner is allowed to leave on the first touch. And so it's not when you catch it, it's when you first touch it. So the runner was absolutely fine. So nice catch by Paulsberg, and good heads-up base running by Dodgeville there.
Paulsberg had to hustle out of the box, found herself up against the backstop, made the catch, bobbled it a little bit, but you're right. As she was trying to secure that ball, runner at third taking off. Two away now, ball and a strike.
Go get her, Kendall. Here we go now.
Gassner, again, climbing up that ladder as Coach Graves has talked about. 1-1 the count, two away, runner at third for Dodgeville, looking to punch one in.
Paulsberg with a nice snap throw down to third base, nearly picked the runner off. Much easier to do with a left-handed hitter. You got a great look. You don't have a batter in the way.
Gassner looking to get the high strike. Sturkson lays off it. Count evens up at 2-2. Bottom of inning number 3. Dodgeville leading Lamira 2-1 on your Quest Interior scoreboard.
Great high and inside pitch by Gassner. The hitter did a great job to follow that off.
Same spot this time, Coach?
I would. A little bit higher.
2-2 the count. Gassner delivers. Comes right about the numbers, and Dodgeville battles it off. Foul ball.
Great battle between these two.
Throw's got to be there, and they get it. Shot to short. Short to first for the putout. Dodgeville leaves one, picks up none. We go to the top of four. Lamira trails Dodgeville 2-1 on your Quest Interior scoreboard. Back after this 60-second timeout on KFIZ.
Have you ever wondered, how can I save money better? It's hard to save money, and even harder to see that money grow with all the fees and requirements that banks have. This year, make the switch to Fond du Lac Credit Union. Whether you're saving for a new car, your first home, retirement, or just tucking away cash for a rainy day, we've got you covered. Not sure where to start? Our member consultants work with you to provide personalized saving options. Plus, ask about our Saver Sweepstakes account, where you'll get a chance to win money every month. Make saving easy this year and watch your money grow. Visit FDLCU.com or give us a call at 920-921-1123. Fond du Lac Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
We open doors for you. Fond du Lac Credit, Fond du Lac Credit Union.
News on 1450 KFIZ Sports, the only game in town.
Division III semifinal softball action from UW Green Bay, King Park. Marty in the morning, head coach Tony Draves from Marion University. Lamira finding themselves down 2-1 as we head to the top of inning number four. At the plate for the Lions. Our pages are sticking together. I can't believe that.
Yeah.
Jordan Hanum. Jordan 1-1. The count. Digs in. Pitch on the way. Down low. For ball two.
If anyone sitting in the crowd has a laminator in their pocket, forget it. It's too late.
I thought about that early this morning, but actually needed a laminator. Hammond with a shot down third. Third baseman, nice job stopping it, but couldn't get the handle on it quick enough. And Lions lead off the fourth with a runner on base.
Lamira loves to use the bunt. They do it very, very well. We'll see if they move the runner here.
Isabella Meisenheimer now stepping in for the Lions, trailing 2-1 on your Quest Interior scoreboard. Just like that, Meisenheimer squares up, backs off, takes strike one.
Pulled back, thinking it was going to be ball, called a strike.
Runner at first for the Lions. No outs. One strike. Meisenheimer squares up. Foul tip. Strike number two. Almost now got a swing away, right, Coach?
You would think so.
That's the logical side of me, but you never know.
I was an assistant for one head coach who would get stubborn here and make people bunt.
Meisenheimer lets one go just off the knees. One ball, two strikes. Runner at first. No outs. Top of four. Meisenheimer pop fly. Shortstop for Dodgeville. Tracks it down. One away.
Unable to move the runner, which is something that's usually pretty standard for the Lamira team. They play small ball very, very well.
Keegan Sikora now for the Lions. Trying to keep the rally going. Squares up the bunt, pulls the bat back, then comes back with a bunt. Dodgeville will go to first. Runner advances to second. Two outs.
Pitcher actually had a chance to go to second base. The bunt was popped up, and that made the runner has to freeze, but chose to go to first base and just get the out. Two outs now, you just get the batter, and you don't have to worry about it anyway.
Runner at second for Morgan Schroeder with two away in the top of the fourth. Schroeder with a healthy cut, foul tip, strike one.
Right on it, Morgan.
Dodgeville looking to deliver. And Sikora with a shot down third, just out of play. Right
all,
idea.
All over those first two swings. Hopefully, big two-out hit like we talked about before.
She steps into it very smoothly. No balls, two strikes, two outs, runner at second, top of four. Lamira trailing Dodgeville, 2-1. Pitch on the way, down low.
Good job by the pitcher there. After two healthy swings, I would throw that ball nowhere near the strike zone. She did. Good job by Schroeder holding up.
score, digs one out. Third baseman digs in, fires it for out number three. In the top of inning number four, Lamira picks up none, leaves one, and we go to the bottom of four. 2-1. Dodgeville leading Lamira on your Quest Interior scoreboard. We're back in 30 seconds on KFIZ.
Baker Cheese, the pioneer of string cheese, is one of the largest standalone string cheese operations in the country, partnering with excellent local farmers so that in less than 48 hours from the time the milk leaves the farms, Baker's all-natural string cheese is ready for your enjoyment. Celebrating over 100 years of exceptional quality, visit the Baker Cheese Store in County Road G in St. Cloud or call 477-7111, 477-7111 to place your order. Baker Cheese, freshest in every bite.
News Talk 1450 KFIZ Sports, the only game in town.
Welcome back to King Park on the campus of UW Green Bay, Division III semifinal state softball action on KFIZ. Marty in the morning. Head coach Tony Draves from Marion University, the Sabres women women's softball. You look like a basketball coach, Sean. Got that solid frame.
I look like a lot of things. None of them are
rugby.
None of them
rugby.
Are good.
Could have been rugby. Lamira trails 2-1 as we head to the bottom of inning number four on your Quest Interior's scoreboard. Leading things off, bottom of inning number four, Carly Wolf for the Dodgers.
7-8-9 hitters for Dodgeville. Hopefully, Lamira have a nice quick inning.
Gassner quickly up, 1-1 the count. She doesn't dawdle a lot on that mound. Eyes the mitt, not a lot of motion, brings the heat for strike two.
She knows the listeners don't want to hear us.
Gassner looking to pick up the quick leadoff out. Climbs up the ladder a little bit. Dodgeville lays off. Evens count at 2-2.
Excellent location for that pitch. Now finish the hitter off.
Gaster just on cue. A little bit high, a little bit outside, but right in the zone. And Dodgeville goes down on strikes for out number one. One away now.
Sarah Graber.
Graber now for Dodgeville. Gassner trying to hold the bottom half of the order here in check. Give her lines a chance to come back and get a couple more runs if they can here in inning number five. Lions trail 2-1, bottom of four on your Quest Interior scoreboard. Gassner ahead in the count, 0-1, delivers. Swing and a miss for strike two. Gassner again, as coach has said, likes to climb up that ladder and did on third pitch, trying to get Dodgeville to go chasing, but they hold back 1-2 the count. Down low now, 2-2.
Down low with the changeup. Now we'll see what she does here.
Here comes Gassner. Just off the kneecaps, Dodgeville fighting it off. Foul ball, 2-2 the count. Again, the rain has backed off again. Humidity a little thick right now. Foul tip behind home plate. Haven't seen any of the fans make a catch today. Yesterday was a little spotty, a little questionable by the fan interaction. Here comes Gassner looking to pick up the out. Short fly ball. Second base and center field for Lamira running into each other. Kind of a tough call because the second baseman wasn't looking backwards, was running. I don't think they communicated very well Ball drops in, and Dodgeville has a runner on here in the bottom of the fourth, holding a 2-1 lead on the Lamira Lions on your Quest Interior scoreboard. Gassner delivers one up the middle. Dodgeville jumps all over it. Dodgeville sending the runner home. And I'm not sure, safe or out, I can't tell.
He called her out. She wasn't.
But no, I kind of thought she slid, her feet slid underneath the tag. But out at home for Dodgeville, two away, runner at third for Grace Graber.
I don't think there was any chance of them getting at the plate. An amazing throw from Bates out in right center field from the second base position on that relay throw.
Graber evens account at 1-1, looking at a strike. Gassner trying to leave that runner at third for Dodgeville. Another off-speed pitch. Graber swinging and missing for strike number two.
Graber's had two good at-bats. You've got two bases open here. You want to be smart.
Graber fighting it off. Gassner coming in and up. Foul ball, still 1-2. Graber with a shot past second base, and Dodgeville gets one in. They now lead 3-1. Bottom of four on your Quest Interior scoreboard.
Those big two-out hits that we've been talking about the last couple innings, that's a very, very clutch hit.
Gassner leaves one a little high. And Heimerl sends it right down the first base line. Moves the runners around. Now runners at the corner. Two outs. Dodgeville leading 3-1.
Boy, the ups and downs of this half inning in just the last two or three minutes have been incredible.
Yeah, Gassner has really done some great things at the mound, but they've gotten, I don't know, maybe picked up on her speed a little bit, but the timing seems a lot better here in inning number four for Dodgeville. They've tagged Gassner for another run. Down low, 2-0 the count. Runners at second and third now. Myra not paying much attention to the stolen base. Trying to keep runners where they are for this final out. Astor comes low for the strike. Now 2-1.
Inning started with a pop-up that probably should have been caught. Then you had the Dodgeville coaching staff making a mistake and getting a runner thrown out at the plate with one out. And then two clutch hits by the top of the Dodgeville order with two outs. It's been an action-packed half inning.
Bottom of four, 3-1. Dodgeville leading your Lamira Lions. Two away, 3-1 the count. Gassner toes the mound, eyes the mitt, delivers. Dodgeville with a foul tip. 3-2, full count now. As coaches said, Gassner likes to come up. Correction on the count. It's 2-2. They made the change on the board. Gassner claims the heat. And Dodgeville gets caught looking at the plate for out number three. They lead two, pick up one. We go to top of five. Lamira trailing 3-1 on your Quest Interior scoreboard. It's Division III semifinal championship softball. Served up hot and fresh by Bob's Pizza. Back in 60 seconds on KFIZ.
In a lawsuit, a little extra liability protection can go a long way. I'm Tim Cruz with American Family Insurance. A personal liability umbrella policy from American Family Insurance offers $1 million or more of coverage over and above the limits of your auto and home policies. And it's affordable. For details, contact me, Tim Cruz, at 920-921-7424 or stop by my office at 218 North Seymour Street in Fond du Lac today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin. 53783.
American Family Insurance.
With double the seasoned beef and a large drink all for $5, Taco Bell's Grande Nachos truly deserves a Grande intro. Perhaps with a Grande beat box. Said it's crunchy, cheesy. Beef, actually, that sounded better in my head. Go get the $5 Grande Nachos before they make every exit. Nope. Only at Taco Bell. At limited participating locations for a limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Tax extra. Drinks excludes freezes. Double the seasoned beef as compared to the natural spell grounded.
News Talk 1450 KFIZ Sports. The only game in town.
Welcome back to King Park on the campus of UW-Green Bay. Division III semifinal state softball action. Lamira Lions and Dodgeville. Lamira trailing 3-1 on your Quest Interior scoreboard. Leading things off, inning number 5 at the top. Kirsten Litterick. Two balls, no strike, takes the shot. And the legs run out. Litterick quickly down first. Little dribbler to second base. Dodger a little slow on the switch. And Litterick, legs one out, gets the runner on to lead things off here in inning number 5 for the Lions. Now would be a great time for Bates to unleash another one.
Set the table for the top of the order here.
Riley Bates let the game off with a stand-up double. Myra has been fairly quiet since then, but now Bates has got one duck on the pond. One swing could tie this up. Bates takes one down low for a strike. 1-1 the count. Pitch on the way. Bates drills it up the middle. Ball is going to sail to the fence. Bates is going to come to Gray. In for a score is Litterick. And the Lions are back in business. Great piece of base running there by Bates. She rounded first, and I don't think she was stopping regardless.
No, the center fielder had a little problem, took a bad angle on the ball, and Bates took advantage of it.
Lions push one across here. Top of inning number 5, 3-2 now, they trail. Sitzberger now with Bates at third. Butts on the way. Sacrifice Butts. You thought at first, but Sitzberger ends up at first. Bates slides across, and we are tied. All of a sudden, the Lions with some life. 3-3 now. Lions pushing two across very quickly. Still no outs here at the top of inning number 5. 3-3 your score on the Quest Interior scoreboard.
Excellent bunting team putting pressure on the defense. No chance at home. First baseman probably in retrospect should have turned and made the throw to first base and gotten the out.
Gassner now trying to help her cause for the Lions. Sitzberger at first, jumps off, eyes the steal, backs up, Gassner, first pitch, ball, back in the box, wide stance, would like to park this in an open spot. A little bit low, Gassner smiles, thinks the same thing, and the count is even at one apiece. Lions with two runs here in the inning to tie it up. Top of 5. all knotted up, three apiece. Quest interior scoreboard. Gaston with a healthy cut. Tips it for strike two. Two and two. Gaston goes reach and sends it to right field. High pop fly. Not far enough to get the runner advanced. Gaston with the first out of the inning for the Lions. She battled there. Strike zone, they kind of kept moving around on her, but almost able to move the runner around. Now one away for Steinman. Steinman squares the bunt. Takes one high, steps back. Pittsburgher stays planted at first for the Lions. Two runs across, three apiece here in the top of inning number five on your Quest interior scoreboard. Steinman ahead of the count, 1-0, squares up the bunt again. Tips it just a little high behind the plate. Bounces away for a strike.
Not usually a scenario you'd see most teams bunt here, but Lamira uses it regularly, and they do it very well, putting pressure on the defense.
1-1 to Steinman. Runner at first, one away. Lamira with two in this inning. Lays down the bunt, and Steinman gets hit in the box. And they're going to call her out. For out number two, tough break.
One of the
disadvantages of playing on the turf, right? I mean, it's a little different bounce that you're not familiar with.
Yeah, the dirt would be much more forgiving. You wouldn't see the high bounce like you did right there.
Stitzberger at first. Hanman in the box for the Lions. Down in the count, no balls, one strike, two away, top of five, all knotted up at three. Sitzberger went on the steal. Nice throw by Dodgeville, and they get Sitzberger at second base to end the inning. But the Lions pick up two, and we're all knotted up, three apiece as we had the bottom of inning number five. We'll be back in 30 seconds on KFIZ.
At Irtec Heating, we are all excited for sunshine and warmer temperatures, and we want to do whatever it takes to ensure you're not caught in the heat of summer with no AC. Before the blazing temps hit, let our technicians clean and inspect your AC to ensure it's performing at its best when you need it most. Our NATE-certified technicians bring the right tools, expert knowledge, and Bryant's high-quality products right to your door. For AC maintenance, service, and installation in the Fond du Lac area, call 924-6742 and 239-4307 for our Ripon office.
News Talk 1450 KFIZ Sports. Our teams play here.
Welcome back to King Park on the campus of UW Green Bay, Division III semifinal state softball action. Lamira and Dodgeville all knotted up at three apiece as we head to inning number five on your Quest interior scoreboard. Marty in the morning, joined along with head coach Tony Draves from Marion University women's softball program. Had a chance to call the victories yesterday for Oakfield that resulted in a championship for the Oaks, trying to do the same thing for Lamira today. Be their good luck charm. Gassner on the mound for the Lions. First pitch ball as we start bottom of inning number five.
Four, five, and six hitters up this inning for Dodgeville.
Good cut by Dodgeville. Foul tip. 1-1. All of a sudden that air feels a little lighter again.
It does.
I never liked that because then it feels like rain is going to be coming shortly thereafter. Gaster. I know people want us to be the homers, but I will tell you, she got away with that one. That was a little high, but a called strike nonetheless. And that's getting away with one. You can get away with throwing a little more up top, and Dodgeville trying to fight it off. 1-2 the count.
Yeah, hitter has to swing at pretty much anything right now.
First count now. Here we go. That's it.
Dodgeville bounces one off the carpet. There was that bounce you were talking about, Coach, yesterday. Lemire got caught a little flat-footed on that second hop. Bounces out of the outfield. Dodgeville with a sliding second. Runner at second right now.
Great pitch by Gassner. That's simply a turf hit.
Yeah, they kind of went golfing for that one.
I believe in the old days they called that the Baltimore chop. I have no idea why, but they did.
Gassner quickly ahead in the count for Lemire. No balls, one strike. Here comes the pitch. Tipped away again. Foul tip. Gassner ahead now 0-2.
See the difference in styles here, Marty. If this were Lemire, runner on second, nobody out, it'd be an automatic bunt. And I'm not saying either's right or either's wrong, but Dodgeville choosing to swing away here with the runner on second, nobody out.
Here comes the pitch. Gassner. Pop fly, short. Taken there by Riley Bates. And again, it just seems like not a lot of communication on that. Bates and teammate kind of both going after the ball. Bates finally ended up with it, but short of just a collision.
Yeah.
One away now. Runner at second.
Team this good that's gotten this far, that would a lot of that would be due to the pressure, I would think.
Gassner quickly ahead. No balls and a strike. Here comes the second pitch. Down low. Runner going. Into the outfield goes the throw. And Dodgeville scores from second on a pass ball on the throw out from home. Lemire is going to call a timeout. Quickly regroup. That's a tough break there, Coach.
You don't see a lot of people steal third base anymore in fast pitch. The catching is so good. And so sometimes defenses get caught by surprise a little bit. And there was poor base coverage, and ball ends up in the left field, and the runner doesn't break stride and scores.
Head coach Stacy Clark getting the Lions regrouped, refocused. Walks off the field. Gassner now 1-1. One out. Off of Gaster's glove. Tipped. And just beats out the throw at first. And Dodgeville continues their march.
Good job by Gassner to get a glove on it. It would have been a difficult play. The approach by Dodgeville has, most of their base hits have simply been ground balls up the middle. Just a simple approach, hit the ball back up the middle.
I was just going to say, we saw some action yesterday. Gals taking some very healthy swings. Dodgeville more looks at just chip and chunk their way to get runners on, move them around. Don't see them bunt a lot. One away now. Dodgeville leading 4-3, bottom of the fifth. On your Quest Interior scoreboard, runner at first for Dodgeville. Gassner. Wheels down low for ball one.
Hopefully Lemire can settle down, get out of this inning cheap, and get the bats going in the sixth.
Gassner again down low for ball two.
Okay, come back now. Here we go. He's firing.
Gassner, a couple of deep breaths, winds up, shot down to third. They'll go to second for the force out. Can't get it. Runner goes to third for Dodgeville, who now have runners at the corner with one away. One out. Dodgeville quickly answering the two that Lemire put on in the top of the fifth, come back with one of their own. Now take the lead 4-3. One away. Runners at first and third on your Quest Interior scoreboard. Overcast day here in Green Bay. Lights are on at King Park.
Did a great job of fielding that ball, Marty, but her feet and her mind were headed towards first base and then quickly made a last-minute decision to throw to second, and unfortunately for the Lions, did not end up well.
Gassner quickly barking out some instructions. Infielders ideally would love to get a double play if they can, but also guessing they're going to try and get that lead runner if they can. Runners at the corner for Dodgeville, holding a 4-3 lead on your Quest Interior scoreboard. Gassner spins quick on the throwback. Dodgeville with the stolen second base. Not any real heavy attempt by Lemire to stop that. Now runners at second and third. One away. One and one the count. Dodgeville digging in. Gassner for Lemire. Toes the mat. Delivers the pitch down low. Nice grab off the turf by Paulsburg. Keep that ball from rolling to the mat behind her. And Dodgeville going into center field, scoring one. Dodgeville now leading 5-3. Over your Lemire Lions on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Runners at first and third for Dodgeville, still one away. Gassner was doing all she could on that at bat, trying to work the corners, bring it up, bring it down. Nice grab in center field. Nobody at home plate. Nice grab in center field. They were trying to bring the ball back to tag up the runner at first. That ball squirted by, went to the backstop. Everybody converged on the ball, but nobody was at home to try and block the runner. Dodgeville pushes another one. That's three across this inning. They've doubled up the Lions 6-3 right now on your Quest Interior scoreboard.
Lions were checking third base to make sure the runner has tagged up. Umpire is right on it, called safe.
6-3. Dodgeville with the lead on the Lions. Grace Graber at the plate for Dodgeville. Runner at second. Two outs. Gassner delivers. Hit the Bates. Bates with the snag, and the fifth inning comes to an end. Not before Dodgeville picks up three. We head to the top of the sixth, 6-3, Dodgeville leading Lemire, Division III semifinal action from Green Bay on KFIZ.
Bob's Pizza has been a Fond du Lac tradition for decades, but they continue to shake things up in 2021. You can now order your favorite Bob's Pizza online. Just download the app and make ordering Bob's Pizza a snap. Bob's is also getting ready to open up their newest location on Fond du Lac Avenue, along with Fondy's newest coffee shop, the Just Love Coffee Cafe. Your championship team deserves championship pizza. Pizza. Bob's Pizza. Legendary pizza, legendary city. Just download the app and make ordering Bob's Pizza a snap. Bob's Pizza, FDL.com.
News Talk 1450 KFIV Sports, the only game in town.
Welcome back to King Park on the campus of UW Green Bay, Division III semifinal state softball action. Dodgeville and Lamira. Dodgeville leading Lamira 6-3 on your Quest Interior scoreboard. Jordan Hammond leaving things off for the Lions in the top of inning number six. Lions were down 3-1, came back and put two on the board in the fifth to tie things up. A host of hits and some untimely errors, and Dodgeville able to put three in their half of the fifth to take a 6-3 lead. Hammond now 1-1.
Give Dodgeville tons of credit. Every time Lamira's done something, Dodgeville's had an answer.
Jordan Hammond working Dodgeville. 2-1 the count. No outs. Top of the sixth. Hammond a little bit behind that one. Evens account, 2-2. Hammond backs off on one just off the turf. Now 3-2, full count. Lamira would love to get some base runners on here right away. Start of inning number six. Hammond takes one just above the knees, looking for strike number three. One away now for the Lions. Bella Meisenheimer now for the Lions. Meisenheimer with a shot to second. Dodgeville quickly up. Throw to first. Two away.
Squared it up nicely, but right at the second baseman. Like to see a couple people get on here. Two reasons for that, Marty. Number one, obviously you need base runners, but number two, turn the lineup over, at least for the seventh inning. Make sure our big boppers get one more shot at this here.
Score again into the box for the Lions. Squares up slightly to bunt. Dribbles one to short.
There we go.
And as if on cue, Sikora legs one out. I'd like to call it an infield single. I don't know if they'd give her that, but I think she would have beat the throw regardless. Stacy Clark looking to make a, looks like a courtesy runner change, possibly. Yep. Clark in her fourth year at Lamira. While Jean Van Dyke, 31 years.
Been a long time, been very, very successful.
And rocking the Crocs, too. I think that's a look you should try.
I do not own Crocs.
You and me both. Anna Schroeder in the box now for Lamira. Two outs. Runner at first, now at second on the drop ball. Good hustle there. Can't tell. Looks like Meisenheimer, possibly the courtesy runner, but it's hard to see those numbers. A shot by Schroeder. Runner on the way and in. Don't have a number there. 32.
McKenna Hankey.
McKenna Hankey. All right. Oh, there you are, 32, way at the top. I missed it. Hanke on the shot by Schroeder scores from second. And Lamira has whittled the lead down 6-4, trailing Dodgeville on your Quest Interior scoreboard. Litterick now for the Lions, looking to make Dodgeville work. Ball up and out for ball one. Schroeder towing the bag at first, looking to get moved around. Litterick steps in for the Lions. Swings up, misses for strike one. She's kicking herself a little bit, thinking that should have been a ball. Down low for ball two. 2-1. Again, resetting it. Two outs, one on for Lamira. They trail 6-4. Top of six. They pushed one across so far. Litterick leaves one just below the knee.
We think.
3-1 the count. Litterick steps back in. Schroeder at first. There's a ball in the last pitch, and that's a strike on that one. Litterick, not sure what to do, but at a full count right now. 3-2, two outs.
Runner from first will be traveling here. Hopefully can get a head start on the ball in the gap.
Tough one to take. Litterick watches strike three called. Lamira leaves one, picks up one. Still trails by two. 6-4 on your Quest Interior scoreboard. We head to the bottom of inning number six. It's Division III semifinal state action. Served up hot and fresh by Bob's Pizza on KFIZ.
Cole Oil and Propane is rich in history. They're a fourth-generation, family-owned business that's been serving the community with residential, agricultural, trucking, and industrial products and services for 100 years. At Cole, they have experienced and knowledgeable employees and offer you competitive prices. To experience great customer service and learn more about Cole Oil and Propane's lubricant, fuel, and propane products for your farming, trucking, industrial, and construction needs, visit ColeOilAndPropane.com.
News Talk 1450 KFIZ Sports, the only game in town.
Welcome back to KFIZ. Marty in the morning. Head coach Tony Draves from Marion University Women's Softball Program. Happy to bring you Division III softball action. I'd like to say thanks to our sponsors, including Cole Oil and Propane. Stop in. Talk to the twin tandems, Tony and Tom Cole, Tracy, the whole crew over at Cole Oil, Bob's Pizza, legendary taste, legendary town. Also our great friends at Fond du Lac Credit Union and Paul Schaefer Construction. When you need it built and need it built right, build with one of the best, Paul Schaefer. Golden Boy, they used to call him.
Tom Cole actually in attendance today. I asked him for an autograph, and he declined.
He declined?
Yes.
He's kind of big on that whole paparazzi thing, you know. Gassner leading things off on the mound and bottom of inning number six for the Lions. It's Dodgeville reaching for one. 6-4. Lamira trailing. Gassner quickly up 0-2. Gassner, as we said, likes to work quick, not a lot of emotion. Steely-eyed, grabs the ball, throws the rock. Pop fly, taken at third by Schroeder, out number one.
Great sequence there by Gassner, changing eye level, changing speed, had the hitter guessing the whole time.
he's really done a great job mixing things up. Hadn't given up more than a run in any of the innings, and then had to give up that three spot in the fifth. 6-4, Dodgeville leading LeMire on your Quest Interior scoreboard, bottom of six. Dribbler to second, fires. Out number two, nice pickup by Bates. Audrey White now for Dodgeville, hoping to extend the inning. Gassner looking to make short work. Gassner up, quick, ball one.
White 3-for-3 with a double on the day. She's been pretty special today.
Gassner again, quickly. Again going high, White backs off. Gassner now behind, 2-0 in the count. Bottom of six, 6-4. LeMire trailing Dodgeville. Quest Interior scoreboard. Division III state action. On KFIZ. White now working Gaster to a 3-0 count. Just like that, Gaster four pitches and a walk, and White is at first with two outs.
He certainly didn't want to walk her with the bases empty and two outs, but a walk here doesn't kill you.
Don't need a double play. Don't even need to get necessarily the lead runner. You'd like to get that if it plays into your wheelhouse. Dodgeville may look to see if they can coax a throw out of LeMire on a steal or a potential steal. Gaster ahead. Now 1-1. Again, Gaster eyeing the plate, grips the ball, nice block. Alexa Paulsberg behind the plate for the Lions. Great job there blocking. Kept it out in front of her, kept the runner held at first.
We saw how important that was in the last inning. Hanky able to advance on a wild pitch and ended up scoring on a base hit as a result of that extra 60 feet.
Nice. Gaster finds the spot down low for a strike. Full count now, 3-2. You come back that spot or you go high?
I would stay low on her. She's been pretty effective low and been blowing the ball by her.
Shot to third. Pass ball. And that was quite the sequence. Dodgeville had runners at first and second. Runner was going to third. LeMire throwing the ball to third to try and get the lead runner. Ball squirted past. Play at the plate. And again, much like we saw a couple of innings ago, runner this time sliding underneath the tag. Dodgeville able to push another one across. Now 7-4. Dodgeville with the lead on your Quest Interior scoreboard over the LeMire Lions. Gaster, two quick pitches. Down low, finds herself in a hole, 2-0. Shot to center field, going to push another one across. And again, Dodgeville has doubled up the Lions here in the bottom of inning number six. Again, some timely hitting and not rockets by any means, but they're finding ways to push the runners around and drop the shots in.
Simple at bats, squaring it up, hitting the pitch where it came from.
Umpires confer again. Not sure what that was about, but
They both pointed at you, Marty. I'm not sure what they're saying.
Yeah, that wouldn't surprise me with the umpire at second base. Gassner coming in with some heat down low for a strike. Two outs. Runner at first for Dodgeville. 8-4, Dodgeville with the lead over Lamira. Bottom of inning number six on your Quest Interior scoreboard. Gassner with a couple of heaters comes with a floater for a quick strike two.
Excellent place changeup. Great time for it, great location for it.
Foul tip.
I'd like to see her go back to the changeup here.
Gassner grabs the ball. A little bit high and outside. One and two. Strike three, pass ball. Dodgeville legs it out, and they put two on the boards, two on the bags, I should say, with two outs. Those are tough ones. You get the strike three, but the pass ball, and you can't keep it in front of you. It splits off to the side.
You're thinking you're out of the inning, and then takes a weird bounce off the shin guard, and next thing you know, you're still going.
Gaster down low, ball one. Two away, bottom of the sixth. Two on for Dodgeville. Dodgers with an 8-4 lead over the Lions of Lamira. Division III semifinal state action from Green Bay. Gaster finds her groove down low. Batters don't seem to want to lay off that. And she's up in the count 1-1. Dodgeville fights it off, drops it into center field. Runner scoring. Throw is wide, and Dodgeville pushes another one across. Had a play at the plate, possibly, but the throw was wide. Pulled Ballsburg way off the bag.
High pitch. Just got it on the barrel of the bat and dumped it into center field.
Runner at first and second. 9-4, Dodgeville leading Lamira on your Quest Interior scoreboard. Lamira had given up three runs in the first four innings. Now have given up three runs in each of the last two innings. Gassner with a pitch high and into the net, and runners advance. Now it's second and third. Two outs, two balls, no strikes. Gassner with a pitch that she had been getting. Now 3-0. No force at third. Lamira thinking they had a force. Dodgeville pushes another one across. And it's now 10-4, and out comes Stacy Clark. That might be it for... No, maybe not. Looked like she was thinking about making a pitching change, but Dodgeville has put four on the board here in the bottom of inning number six.
Settle everybody down, keep them together.
I was going to say, we didn't see anybody warming up. Then again, it's hard to see anybody warming up from where we're standing.
Right. I believe that was a 3-0 pitch. You don't often see...
No, that's true.
You don't often see 3-0 hacks. And if you hack 3-0 and you don't square it up, you stay clear of the coach for at least 20 minutes.
Gaster looking to get the Lions out of this inning. They've given up four right now. They trail 10-4 on your Quest Interior scoreboard. Two outs, runners on the corner for Dodgeville. Pitch, Pop fly taken by Shorts, and the Lions get out of the inning. Lions have at least one more inning to try and get back into this ballgame. They trail 10-4 as we head to the top of the seventh. On your Quest Interior scoreboard, it's state softball action. Division 3 served up hot and fresh by Bob's Pizza on KFIZ.
Small town, huge flavors in the heart of Eden. Eden Meat Market and Catering, serving your family with custom cuts of steaks, chops, and chicken from their full-service meat counter. Time to fire up the grill and enjoy over 15 specialty brats, including the Grand Champion Maple Blueberry Baby Brats, Deluxe Pizza Brats, or Eden's new Hawaiian Brats. Weekly specials at EdenMeat.com. Eden Meat Market, taking you back to simpler times. Since 1890.
Do your life goals. Shouldn't your financial advisor take the time to get to know them? I do. I'm Dan Sprader, a Fond du Lac Edward Jones financial advisor. The most important goals I have are yours. That's why I take the time to understand your needs, and I can recommend personalized strategies with your goals in mind. Contact me at 923-3934. Making time to take the time. That's how Edward Jones makes sense of investing. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
News Talk 1450 KFIZ Sports. Our teams play here.
Welcome back to King Park in Green Bay on the campus of UW Green Bay. Beautiful new complex here, about a year old, as we discussed yesterday. Coach Tony Draves, Marion University. Head women's softball coach. And the Lions come to bat here in the top of the seventh. They trail 10-4. Doggio with the lead. Lions trying to push some runs across and keep this going for another inning or so.
Starting off with the top of the order here. Good to hear the fans come alive. Support their team.
Bates for the Lions, quickly up 2-0. Very heady player.
Very smart, very talented, very athletic.
Bates with a good cut. Foul tip, strike one. 2-1 the count. Bates looking to make some noise for Lamira. They trail 10-4, top of the seventh. Division 3 semifinal from Green Bay. Bates. Which one? Right where she wanted it, just couldn't track it down in time. 2-2 the count. Bates would like to get a hold of one. Led the game off with a stand-up double. Like to duplicate that again. Takes one there.
Called off a tough pitch at the top of the ball.
Bates again, fighting off pitch after pitch.
Good battle here. Get on base any way you can.
Dodgeville content to keep serving her up high. Bates content to keep fouling it off. Bates goes down swinging. For out number one. And Coach Clark going to make a batting change. Going to bring in Olivia Bresky, senior. Classy move by Coach Clark. Get one of your seniors a little chance to experience a little taste of what state softball is all about.
A senior class that has done so much for the program at Lamira.
Well, you look at Bresky, too. There's no way she got any of that talent from her dad. All mom on that one. looks, athletic ability, smarts. Olivia takes ball number one. Back in the box. Here comes the pitch from Dodgeville. Rusky takes the strike one. Nods her head and says, yep, yeah, that's a good pitch. 1-1 the count. Rusky looks down to Clark. Gets the signal. Steps back in. One away. Top of seven. Last chance for the Lions to try and get back into this. Rusky down in the count, 1-2. Rusky goes down swinging. Tough break for the senior. Last chance to throw on that Lion uniform, and the Lions right now down to their final out unless Gassner can keep things going. Gassner pitched a heck of a game for four innings, and then Lions as a team struggled a little bit the last two innings. Gassner takes one, what she thought was a little questionable for strike number one.
Probably thinking she threw about 10 of those that were called balls.
Can't think of the same thing. Gassner foul tips. The Dodgeville faithful standing up on their side of the bleachers.
Three seniors for the Lions. Marty, all three got to hit in this inning. So that's if this is the last inning, we obviously hope it's not, but a good way to go.
Gassner lays off a final pitch for strike number three. And that brings to an end the season for the Lemira Lions. Your final from King Park this afternoon, Dodgeville 10, Lemira 4 in a Division III semifinal matchup. We'll be back to wrap things up in 60 seconds on KFIZ.
Cole Oil and Propane is rich in history. They're a fourth-generation, family-owned business that's been serving the community with residential, agricultural, trucking, and industrial products and services for 100 years. At Cole, they have experienced and knowledgeable employees and offer you competitive prices. To experience great customer service and learn more about Cole Oil and Propane's lubricant, fuel, and propane products for your farming, trucking, industrial, and construction needs, visit ColeOilAndPropane.com.
What do basketball, choir, drama club, and marching band all have in common? They're all high school activities that offer learning opportunities not necessarily found in the classroom. They take up just a fraction of a typical Wisconsin high school's budget, and they go a long way to giving young people the tools they need to thrive. High school activities, they're more than extracurricular. They're extra important, too. This message presented by the Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
News Talk 1450 KFIZ Sports, the only game in town.
Welcome back to King Park in Green Bay on the campus of UW Green Bay. Your final this afternoon on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Dodgeville 10, your Lemira Lions 4. Lions go down, and they made a game of it, Tony, up until about that fifth inning, and fought back, tied things up. But Dodgeville a little too much there in the last few innings.
Yeah, every time Lemira played pretty well offensively, one or two more hits with two outs, and you're looking at a different outcome there in terms of only scoring four runs. But to Dodgeville's credit, every time Lemira did something, Dodgeville had an answer. They're very deep up and down their order. A couple plays Lemira would probably like to have back, you know, defensively, but Dodgeville answered every time Lemira did anything.
Lemira will finish their season at 17-4. Nothing to hang their head about. In fact, you look at their roster, Coach, should, not that it's a given, but you'd expect to see them at least fighting for regionals and sectionals about this time next year and maybe look to make another state run.
Yeah, you would certainly hope so. Obviously, it's going to be difficult to replace Gassner in the circle. Just an incredible talent, really a good athlete, very, very good competitor. So she'll be tough to replace, but Lemira has just become a very, very good program, and hopefully they will continue the great things that the senior class has started.
We'd like to say thanks again to our sponsors bringing you the action this afternoon, Tony, Tom, Tracy, and the crew over at Coal Oil and Propane. Not just great products, but really great people as well. Stop in and tell them Marty in the morning sent you. Also to the folks over at Bob's Pizza, serving up hot and fresh the action. So even when the game ends, stop in and see them. Good folks over at Fond du Lac Credit Union, as well as Paul Schaefer and the crew at Schaefer Construction. Still one of the best. Just give Paul a call and he'll get it done for you all. On behalf of head coach Tony Draves, thanks for joining us, Tony. I think I've seen you more in the last 2 days than I've seen you probably in the last year.
Well, I'm sorry. So thank you so much, Marty, and I really appreciate the opportunity. And congratulations to Lamira and Oakfield. It was great to be here and celebrate with those communities.
Thanks to Spencer Wagon back at the studio, making sure we not really sounded great, but he kept us on the air. So our thanks to Spencer for keeping us going. Our thanks to you for tuning in. Thanks for listening to Softball, brought to you by Bob's Pizza, served up hot and fresh on KFIZ. Thanks for tuning in to KFIZ, and we'll talk to you soon.
You've been listening to high school sports coverage on News Talk 1450 KFIZ. Tonight's game has been brought to you by these community-minded sponsors: AirTech Heating, Eden Meat Market and Catering, Dan Sprader, your local Edward Jones representative, Taco Bell, Coal Oil and Propane, Quest Interiors, American Family Insurance agent Tim Cruz, and Baker Cheese. To see future games we're covering, check out the sports broadcast schedule at KFIZ.com. We now return you to your regularly scheduled program.